Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I know the news on a day like today can sound repetitive, but the sadness grows with the arbitrary nature of the deaths in France. Two U.S. citizens, just on a holiday, are gone. Our Chris Barnes reports.
51-year-old Sean Copeland and his 11-year-old son Brody from the Austin, Texas area were on vacation in the French Riviera when the attack occurred. The Copelands killed among the crowd of people who were watching fireworks when the man plowed the truck into that crowd. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. Embassy in Paris is making every effort to account for the welfare of all U.S. citizens in Nice. Word is a group from Virginia, a school group that was visiting that area, well, they've been accounted for and they're okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The weekly report on first-time filing for unemployment is unchanged. It's kind of a surprise. They were supposed to go up about 27,000. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
California is getting swept up in Pokemon Go craze, but officials are advising people to be careful when playing. Several incidents around California have put people in danger while engaging in gameplay.
We did locate a victim who was suffering from, at minimum, it was 5 stab wounds. What we found was the victim was playing Pokemon Go and was walking out at night and ended up at Schweitzer Park.
A congressman is talking about House Republicans' new plan, A Better Way. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Republicans in the House of Representatives have introduced their plans to move America forward called A Better Way. Pennsylvania Representative Mike Kelly spoke with USA Radio News to share a major benefit of a Republican overhaul of the tax code.
We're talking about being able to do your tax return on a postcard. We're not talking about a 78,000-page tax code that leaves everybody rubbing their eyes and their head.
Kelly said Republicans will undo the damage done by Obamacare and show Americans there's a better way to take care of health care needs. I'm Jason Wirt.
A former winner of the Fox reality show So You Think You Can Dance is facing up to 10 years behind bars for attacking his girlfriend. Joshua Allen was charged with felony assault and 3 other counts. Prosecutors say the North Hollywood resident was convicted of injuring his girlfriend and had a restraining order against him. He won the 4th season of So You Think You Can Dance and has since appeared in 2 movies. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 94 degrees, westerly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low around 66, southwesterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. On Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 90, calm winds becoming westerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 66 with light westerly winds. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 87, calm winds becoming northwesterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. And Monday, start your work week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 90.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber Internet Radio. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show every Friday between 10 and 11. And I am excited because we have so much to talk about, including Salsa Night tomorrow night, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. It's Hunterdon Helpline's largest fundraiser and helps support all our free programs and services for the people who are in need and need to have assistance. And we are so grateful to be able to put this wonderful event on that is a win-win for everyone, for Hunterdon Helpline and our division of Hunterdon Hispanos, as well as the businesses downtown and really the community in general, to have such a great happening in their midst. So many people from all over usually come, of course, from Hunterdon County in New Jersey, but also as far away as Pennsylvania, New York, and even Connecticut. So it's been just a wonderful, wonderful party. We've got two bands this year, and I'm going to tell you a lot more about it. Our signature sponsorship is from ShopRite of Flemington, and we're going to have their dietitian and great community involved representative Sue Lang Sapanara join us later on the show. So we'll be looking forward to that. Our host of sponsors are just amazing this year. Again, ShopRite being our signature sponsor. CKO Boxing of Flemington is our entertainment sponsor. And not only are they sponsoring the two bands we're going to have this year, Swing Combo and Latino Combo, but they are also going to actually have their kickboxing bags there and have lessons every half hour. So if you haven't tried this incredible fitness opportunity, then come on down to Salsa Night and put on some gloves and see what it's all about. Unbelievable. It's going to be so much fun. And of course, they're going to do demos as well. Elvis Ruiz is going to be our dance instructor for the evening from the Alma Montuno Dance Studio, and he was with us last year as well. So big shout out to Elvis, because I'm a little rusty on my soul, so I'm going to need those dance lessons. And of course, we're going to have dance contests. Jake's is once again the Beer and Wine Garden sponsor. So you can't get sangria better than Jake's. They'll have that as well as beer. And our other sponsorships, Cultural and Heritage Commission of Hunterdon County. Gee, that's like a no-brainer, right? Because Salsa Night is such a cultural event, a true mix of all flavors of Hunterdon County, just like the recipe for salsa. So we're glad to have them as a sponsor. Hunterdon Healthcare Systems is a sponsor, and we're looking forward to having them. They are opening up new wellness centers. An urgent care center is going to be opened up at July 25th in Flemington. So they've got a lot going on, and very nice that they are supporting our event and supporting Hunterdon Helpline in those free programs and services. Also coming as a sponsor is Flemington Car and Truck Country. And they promised that they were going to have some real snazzy vehicle there on display. So it's going to be worth coming just to see that and checking out what your future car might be. You never know. Unity Bank. How can we say enough about Unity Bank? Always there to support the community. They are, of course, a sponsor as well, and have been for the past couple of years. We so appreciate them. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be on hand, and also Chris with the internet radio station. So go on by his booth and make sure that you say a few words and talk about what fun you're having at Salsa Night. A big shout out to PSI, wonderful print and web solutions, and their sister business, Shout, for marketing. They always support Hunterdon Helpline and always support Salsa Night. So we are absolutely thrilled to always have them. Our posters this year are just absolutely beautiful, thanks to them as well. So you can see them from a mile away. We are going to have a party. It is going to be huge. Like I said, two salsa bands, Combo Latina and Swing Combo, and dance lessons, dance contests, demos by CKO Kickboxing, just so much fun. More vendors than ever. My gosh, the shopping is going to be terrific. My husband is not going to like that, but I cannot wait to go to each and every one of the vendors. It's huge, absolutely huge. They're still calling us, in fact, and you know, we have to cut it off. Our street's laid out, and it's getting more exciting by the moment. So awesome. Food vendors as well, obviously. And, of course, our businesses on Flemington are going to be participating. 55 Main will be out there in the street along with Jack's Pizza and New Jersey Salads. And we're going to just on and on, all the businesses in Flemington who are participating, keeping their doors open. The more we have participating, the bigger the event. So we are just absolutely pleased to have them. Candy Corral, Barclays Gourmet. It's just such an exciting event. And a lot of time, effort, and money goes into this. But I have to say, once the quote-unquote doors open at 4 o'clock, it is so much fun to be there. We also have Salsa Night t-shirts this year because the staff and the Board of Trustees has always had t-shirts, and we have been asked over and over and over again to have those t-shirts available for purchase. So we don't have a lot, so you're going to have to come early and get your Salsa Night t-shirts. Lots of great things. It is definitely a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. And I can't say that enough. Admission is free to Salsa Night. Obviously, the vendors, you know, are there to profit from the evening. But simply by coming, you are, in fact, supporting Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, for 47 years. And we appreciate everybody coming, because that way the vendors will come. That way the sponsors will come, and you are not just supporting us, but you're supporting Main Street Flemington as well. And that is so, so, so important, because we all benefit. When the businesses do well, we have jobs, the tax structure benefits, everything is passed on to each and every one of us, whether we live, work, or play here. And Hundred and Helpline, again, for 47 years has been offering basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, homelessness, assistance, employment resources, so many different things, emergency assistance. And this, again, is our biggest fundraiser, and you make it happen, and we appreciate that. Your first call for help, Hundred and Helpline, at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or our 1-800 number, 1-800-272-4630. Also, visit us on the web at helplinehc.org, and you can find out more about Salsa Night at helplinehc.org/salsa-night. And you will find out not just about Salsa Night, but the wonderful sponsors who just truly give and give and give. So learn more about their businesses and help support them as well as this event. I'm going to take a short break. We'll be right back for more information about Salsa Night and the other wonderful programs and services of Helpline.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. We've been talking about Salsa Night. It's tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Get your dancing shoes on or your kickboxing shoes on. As I said, CKO Kickboxing of Flemington is our entertainment sponsor, and we'll actually have kickboxing bags there for you to explore and try out and see what kickboxing is all about. They also are going to have a special 3-session special for $20 during Salsa Night that you can go to the facility on 20231 North and check them out for 3 free sessions. That is a Salsa Night special that they're offering. So just come on by, even just to get your free session special, and it's going to be just so much fun. They're going to do demos as well. And, of course, we're going to have kind of the core of Salsa Night, and that's the music with Combo Latino and Swing Combo. This year, two different bands. So we're going to have the first two sets with one band, the second three sets with another band, so that we have music all night long. And who knows, this could develop into a battle of the salsa bands. Who knows what next year might bring. But don't miss it this year, because it's going to be fantastic. More vendors than ever before. More food. Businesses on Main Street are participating. We just want to give a shout out to them, because this is part of the flavor of salsa. After all, it's about everything that goes into Huntington County to make it a wonderful place to live, work, and play. And I'm so excited. The Beer and Wine Garden, of course, is back with Jake's as the sponsor for that. Beer and Sangria. It's going to be awesome. Their sangria is so special. And it's just so nice to have, you know, that kind of flavor there. ShopRite, our signature sponsor. Come on, people. If you've ever been to Salsa Night before, you know that the goodies just flow from the ShopRite vendors. They're always just absolutely amazing. And I understand that ShopRite and Huntington Healthcare is going to be coordinating something special as well. So that's going to be exciting. I don't even know too much about it, but we're going to find out once we're there. 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., like I said, the street will be lined from Mine Street to Kapner Street. No parking on the street. You will have to find parking around the Main Street area. It's there. It always is there. The street will be closed for the vendors and for this excitement. I mean, it's just going to be fabulous. Absolutely wonderful. Joining us shortly is going to be Sue Lang Saponara, dietitian of ShopRite of Flemington, and who always brings her own excitement to Salsa Night. It's amazing. So in a few minutes, we'll be joined by her. And again, shout out to our different sponsors and all the vendors that are coming. We've got food from Italian to American, of course, to Spanish, and empanadas, desserts. Madalena's is going to be there. We've got the old ice cream shop is always on board with us. Nina's Waffles is going to be there. And Jack's Pizzeria will be open and for business. Just all of the wonderful businesses on Main Street who will have their doors open. Don't just add to this. They're the core. So, of course, we want to support them. We've got Where's the Food Truck. If you've been to Salsa Night before, they've been with us for the past few years. And great food. Just an amazing truck. I love it. WTF. It's awesome. And we've got the empanada guy coming, and oh my gosh, so much more. Mi Rosita's, who has a restaurant here in Huntington County on Broad Street. She will be there, as she has been for the past several years. And you just, oh my gosh, such good food. Absolutely amazing. So you're going to be able to taste a variety of foods in our county and out of our county. And it's just a happening, an absolute incredible, incredible time. Just really excited about it. What else can I tell you? This is free admission, obviously. It is rain or shine. Pete Velasquez, who started Salsa Night, will tell you that it's a tradition that it rains. So far, the weather looks pretty darn good, I have to say. But it doesn't stop us. Absolutely doesn't stop that dancing in the street. And again, we'll have dance contests with prizes. So you want to get your lesson in from Elvis Ruiz and learn those steps and then take part in the dance contest. We're also going to have a raffle to support 100 and Helpline, and that raffle is a cash 50-50. So the more we sell, the more that goes up in value, and that will be called around 9:45 in the evening. So really, we're just chock full of so many different things. Combo Latino and Swing Combo, the two bands that are coming, are different from previous years, and so we are excited about that. We want to make Salsa Night every year, keep the good stuff, but also mix it up a little bit. So that's always nice that we get to hear a different variety of music as well. And very important, the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Cultural and Heritage Commission is one of our sponsors, and they truly, truly are an entity that is promoting the visibility and impact of the local and county history, the arts, the culture, the goals, the traditions of our community. And it's just really wonderful to have them on board because, after all, it's Salsa Night. And I always say this, I said this before, Salsa Night is not just about one culture. It's about all of us. It is like the dish itself, a combination of different ingredients coming together to make that one incredible dish. I've never met anybody, by the way, who doesn't like salsa. And that's what it's about. So, yes, of course, we've got the Latina flair to it, but we also have the American flair to it. We've got our good old standby Jack's Pizzeria. We've got American food by Prince Catering. We've got a variety of wonderful gourmet food being offered by 55 Main. So many of the other restaurants on Main Street. Jersey Salads. It's just really an incredible culinary flavor of what our area is all about. It really is. And I'm a foodie, so I take Salsa Night as a time for me to go up and down that street and sample all this incredible fare, because I don't have to feel guilty if I'm dancing in the street, or I bring my boxing gloves down to the kickboxing bags of CKO of Flemington and work out. So I can work out, I can dance, I can get rid of the calories, and then go back and have some more food. What do you think of that? I'm going to ask Sue Lang-Sapanara of ShopRite when she joins us if nutritionally that's okay. I think it is. And if it's not, it's going to be okay for tomorrow. What do you think? So who's coming from all over? It is so exciting. If you can tell by my voice how excited I am, truly. And this takes a lot of work, but I am so, so exciting. I was running around a little bit yesterday, and Carol, who's one of our community resource specialists, said, you know, you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm just, oh gosh, I'm swamped, I'm this, I'm that. And she says, but you love Salsa Night. And I do. And it sort of reminded me, yeah, I can't wait for that party. Absolutely. It's going to be incredible. So far the weather's great, but like I said, it's rain or shine. And truly, we don't stop. We do not stop. And I'm looking forward to Combo Latino and Swing Combo, listening to them. Of course, you know, I have listened to them before getting them to be part of Salsa Night. Their sound is wonderful. It's great. But, you know, there's just something about seeing a band in person, and that's what's great about Salsa Night, because we're at a concert. And with not just one band this year, again, with two bands. So it's just absolutely awesome. Put it in your GPS for 75 Main Street, and you'll get there. And it sounds to me like we have Sue calling in. So hold on one sec. Sue, are you there?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. Great. How are you today?
Doing well.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for being a sponsor. ShopRite has done this now for, oh my gosh. I mean, it's going on 10 years, I think.
Yeah, I think since it began.
Wow. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And if you were listening, you would have heard that I told our listeners that you bring your own set of excitement to Salsa Night. It would never be the same without you there. Last year, we had some Zumba demonstrations, and Sue was right out there doing her thing. But just, oh my gosh, you're always smiling and engaging, and it's always fun to partner with you, Sue.
Well, wonderful. It's such a great event. There's so much spirit there, you can't help but get in motion.
there really is. It's absolutely amazing just how much spirit is there. And, you know, I was just saying how I always liken it to the salsa dish, all the ingredients coming together. And truly, that's what Salsa Night is all about. I mean, people from all over, different neighborhoods, different cultures getting together. The food varies across the board. It really does have an exciting taste to it.
Absolutely.
Well, I have to break real quick, and then we're going to come back to Sue. And talk a little bit more about the fabulous ShopRite, because owned by the Wakefern Corporation, they are not involved in the community. They are part of the community. So come right back and we'll talk some more with Sue. Sue, hang on there, okay?
Alrighty, I will.
All right.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
And I would like all of you to have a thought for the victims and the families of the victims of the people who were killed today in Nice.
That was Vincent Floreni, Chicago's French Consul General at Montrose Beach. Many in the crowd learned about the tragedy during the festivities yesterday. Witnesses to the deadly truck attack in the southern French town of Nice are talking about what they saw and heard. Eric Dratel says it didn't take long to realize what was going on.
When the fireworks had ended, we were just settling our bill. All of a sudden, we heard screams and pop, 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 pop sounds. And my wife, who she's deaf, recognize the sounds as gunfire.
We'll keep you updated on the tragedy in Nice as the day goes on. This is USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And we have Sue Langsopanara from ShopRite here with us on the phone. You still there, Sue? Wonderful. And so before we went to the break, I was saying how ShopRite, the Wakefern Corporation, is not just always supporting the community, but they're part of the community. What does it mean to your company to do this support of Salsa Night and all the other wonderful events that you support?
It certainly means a lot. We, though, consider this as an extension of ourselves. So we are the community, and the community is us. So this is your neighborhood ShopRite. We are associates that work and live here in the community, so when we serve our shoppers, whether it's in the aisles or we see them out in the neighborhood, it's neighbors helping neighbors. So it's wonderful to be a part of keeping this wonderful community that we have. Wonderful. It always boggles my mind here. You know, our store is just, our customers are friendly, our associates are friendly. It's a place where folks come to get food for their families, their celebrations, and in an environment of family or friends or neighbors as well. So it's who we are.
And you know what's funny? It's one thing to go to your local supermarket and run into your neighbors, but we all know the staff there too. So the staff are our neighbors. And I mean, it's just amazing how, you know, someone like Archie, someone like yourself, even our regular cashiers, you know, we know them. They've become part of our lives, you know. That how often do we go shopping and we don't feel as though we're in this very sterile store where, you know, we don't know who the person is in front of us. We're so familiar. We get so familiar, and the staff gets so familiar with its customers. If you're going down the aisle and you're looking for something, a staff person will come and say, you know, what can I help you with? I see you're looking for something. You're sort of never left alone in the store.
That's right. You need help. We're here. You need a dietitian. I'm here. We're also just beyond a store, I think. Many people think of a store as cans on a shelf. And we have more than just that. We have services, too. We're here to support, in a way, body, mind, and spirit, our shoppers, particularly with our Live Right with ShopRite services that are a free service in our store.
And you show that in so many different ways. For instance, both of us are on the county care committee, which focuses in on diabetes, but you also partnership for one of our other sponsors of Salsa Night, and that's CKO Kickboxing of Flemington. Recently, they had a fitness challenge for their members, and it was also incorporating nutrition as well, and you were partnering with that organization. So, you to your point, it's not just under the one roof of each of the stores. You are out there in the community.
Yes.
So how did that work with CKO, which will also be at Salsa Night, with their kickboxing bags, I have to tell you?
Wow. That, I can't wait to see how that works.
Yeah, every 30 minutes, people are going to have an opportunity to go down and try out their kickboxing skills or learn their new skills.
This CKO collaboration was great. We had participants from their program stop by our store. We had in-store cooking demonstrations that folks came to so that you can put together not just the knowledge of what you can eat to help build your body, but how to put it together, prepare it, and taste it out, try it, see how you like it, and strategize ways that you can work in preparing meals and snacks in a time-pressed environment, because a lot of people, you have a lot on your plate in terms of busy schedule, and time can be a limiting factor. So we kind of dispelled that myth that you don't have time to prepare foods, that indeed, yes, you can. And it was a lot of fun doing that for the CKO folks.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point, and that's food preparation, because you can pick the great ingredients you want, okay? But if you're frying up your bananas, or your Oreos for that matter, so, you know, and again, you know that I'm a foodie, and that's become, you know, along with kickboxing, sort of the flavor of this decade, if you will. It's not just about the food choices. It's about that preparation. What kind of oils are you using? You know, we have this whole thing with oils being infused and these wonderful boutiques popping up all over the place. We still have to watch how we prepare the foods to take advantage of the good foods we're choosing. Is that not true?
Absolutely, right. When depending on how you prepare it, your portion goes from rather large and abundant to maybe much smaller than you may like. So keeping a mindful eye on how you're preparing your foods can do that. But I like to point that out to people. Look, you can eat the foods you love. Eating healthy doesn't mean giving up your quote-unquote favorite foods. It means learning how to eat them in balance with your needs. And there's a way to do that. If the food is fried, it's going to be a smaller portion of your total daily intake than perhaps you would like. But you'll learn that by consuming it in balance with your body's needs, you can enjoy it and stay healthy to continue to enjoy it for longer.
So that's a very important point, because the first thing we think about is stay away from those fried foods. But again, moderation obviously is key.
Right. And so, you know, so what is moderation? It's certainly different for everybody. Everybody's energy needs are different. Your metabolism may be higher because you're a marathon runner. Still doesn't mean you should have a diet of 80% fried foods because you're not gaining weight on it. We have to take a look at what's happening inside, not just what the weight on the scale says. But we can work those foods in. We just, again, have to manage the portion size, therefore, and the frequency. You may not be able to eat it as often as you like, perhaps, depending on how many, exceptional foods you'd like to add.
Well, let me ask you something about metabolism, because I often wonder, can we change, I guess, not our DNA, but I do notice that if I'm exercising, if I'm eating certain foods, my metabolism does really change. You know, maybe it's not scientifically changing, but there's definitely a different way that my body is processing foods. My body is gaining or losing weight or the energy levels I have. Can you have an impact on your metabolism?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, we do all the time. And we're not static ever. We're dynamic inside, and our metabolism isn't one set point. Our metabolism is just the amount of calories, basically, our body needs to live. And if we are more active, we need more. Our metabolism has to increase to support that increased exercise. If we have more muscle, so that goes back to the CKO, building muscle, doing their training, exercising, just supporting increased activity increases your metabolism. And when you build muscle mass and keep maintaining it by eating right and maintaining your activity level, now your metabolism has just increased.
Hmm.
Because that extra bit of muscle requires more energy, more calories to stay on your body. So absolutely, we impact our metabolism all the time. A body in motion stays in motion, and your metabolism has to go up to meet that need.
So what do we say to the people who start exercising and say, huh, I look better, I feel better, but my weight has gone on through the muscle building? I mean, so many people would rather just be flabby, if you know what I'm saying, than, oh my gosh, I just gained 2 pounds. How could I gain 2 pounds? My pants are looser, et cetera, et cetera. Why do we have that thing in our heads?
That fixation with the number?
Yes.
It's that. It's a reference point that we had at one point, and sometimes we have to question how we view it, how we frame it. We have to look and see how it's serving us. Is it helping us meet our health goals, or is it kind of tripping us up? Certainly, I try to work with folks and encourage them, if they're at a gym, to get their body mass index checked, because the number on the scale is one measurement, but it's not the only measurement, and it's not entirely representative of all the pieces we need to look at. So it's your total weight, but it doesn't reflect percentage of muscle mass increase or percentage of body fat decrease. So sometimes I have shoppers who are maintaining their weight, but as you said, they're going down in their clothing size or feeling better, and it may irk them a little bit that their weight isn't budging, but they can't. How can you argue with success when you feel so good? You learn that that number on the scale doesn't have to control you.
And you do feel good. You feel really great. Now, I have to say, before you came on, I did tell people that we have more food, more variety this year as far as salsa night is concerned. And I said, you can't be concerned about the calories because you can dance it off, go back to the food vendor, go to CKO Kickboxing, kick it off, go back to the food vendor. Am I being hopeful?
Well, in terms of calories, yes, you can burn it off, but enjoy yourself. But still, it's always wonderful to be mindful. Look, we can enjoy a whole array of foods, as I said, just knowing what it is, though, and knowing what's your balance point. Many times we may continue to eat past our point of fullness, and that's right there, that's out of balance. Our body's trying to tell us, I'm satiated, I've had enough. If we keep on eating after that point, then we're trying to gain weight. We're trying to store extra weight. So depending on your needs, you may or may not want that. And we also have to be mindful, too. And look, salsa night may not be the night to start thinking about your nutritional regimen. But your nutritional regimen is part of your everyday life. And so if you just, so much of it is mindful eating. Enjoy what you're eating. Enjoy it. Taste every bite. Chew it multiple times so that you can enjoy the flavor. And when you're no longer hungry,
stop.
Start dancing.
Start dancing. Yes, exactly. We have to take a short break. We'll be back with Sue. And at that point, Sue, I would really like to talk about ShopRite, the Wakefront Corporation, and the expansion. I know last year you opened up a new store in Pennsylvania, so we want the latest news when we're back after this break.
Excellent.
All right.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunter and Hunter and Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan Lax with Hunter and Helpline, and we've been talking with Sue Lang Sapanara of ShopRite of Flemington. ShopRite Wakefern is our signature sponsor of Salsa Night, as usual. And Hunter and Helpline has, well, I guess this is our fourth year since merging with Hunter and Hispanos, putting on Salsa Nights. We're always just thrilled. This is our biggest fundraiser because we are your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year. 1-800-272-4630. Any need, any challenge, and we will help give you a holistic solution, not just through our own programs and services, but by connecting you with the other organizations in the community. And it's so important that, like every other nonprofit, that we keep on going. And we're so grateful for sponsors such as ShopRite to support us and to support those free programs and services. If you want more information about Salsa Night, 908-782-4357. Sue, if they want more information about the various programs of ShopRite, including home delivery and the other shopping programs, anything new in the news this month, where can they go? What do they do?
Well, they certainly call our customer service desk. So that's 908-782-2553. That's our main number. You see it on our circulars. You see it also on our webpage, ShopRite.com. You'll also see it on our Facebook page. So if you would, please give us a like our Facebook page. Check out ShopRite of Flemington. And you'll see wellness videos that I do for our Live Right side of our store here, and also many other captions about what's happening in the store.
And you've got programs for kids, too.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to ShopRite.com, you can go to Health and Wellness, and you'll see a whole list of ShopRites throughout our whole trading area, so 8 states here in the Northeast, and it's alphabetically listed. So scroll on down to Flemington, click on that, and you'll get the month of July right now, all the events going on in and out of the store. And if there's some event that you would like to participate in, give us a buzz, call that main number, or if there's an event you think we should be doing. Maybe you want to bring in your local mom's group or book club group for a store tour, for a culinary demonstration. Give me a call, and that's just calling the main number and asking for Sue, your dietitian.
That's great. And, you know, it's especially when we talk about those children's programs, we have so many programs on television now. We've got the Food Network, of course. We've got the Master Chef programs. But now they are changing it up so that there's Junior Master Chef and Junior Chop Champion, and really bringing the kids in. And in addition to them truly looking at the culinary arts as a profession, it gets them off on the right start nutritionally, doesn't it?
Interactive programs is just wonderful. Look, we learn in so many different ways, so having it not just presented to us verbally, but so we can see it and read it, so that we can touch it, feel it, and actually do it, the hands-on side, that is what's so exciting. Kids love cooking, and this is where you can have them realize the magic that occurs, the transformation that chefs create when they mix different ingredients together. Some, and this is very exciting, when kids do our cooking classes and our recipe creations, they realize maybe they don't like the string beans plain, but they love it mixed in this colorful bean salad, or in a smoothie, or in a stir fry, or roasted. So having that discovery happen is very powerful.
You know, it's interesting to go back to what you were saying before about the balance and so forth. I think of the expression, you are what you eat, and really we end up being what we eat. And I unfortunately recently broke a toe, and I had to stop kickboxing, but I had to go back, get my BM, eye and all of that. And I was really afraid I must have gained 10 pounds hopping along on this one foot. And it was funny because Randy, the owner of CKO, said to me, "Oh, wow, you really haven't changed at all. And I think maybe I registered as a pound heavier or whatever." The first thing he said to me was, "You must be eating right." And I was, wow, you know, and I didn't really think about it that way, but I had been in a regimen with the exercise and with eating properly, and then it turns out that I must have just consciously kept going with the eating right.
Good for you. Awesome.
Well, I just, you know, and it was easy. Now, I didn't feel as good because I wasn't, you know, doing my exercise through the kickboxing and so forth, but and I think I was also just, you know, being anxious about, oh no, you know, I'm going to have to start at ground zero. But interestingly, it really became a lifestyle, and I think that's what's so important. And I think that's why bringing kids into it at an early age, and if they are in fact the chefs of tomorrow, then maybe when we go to dine tomorrow, we will have healthier things on our restaurant plate as well as our dinner plate at home.
Absolutely. Look, what we do every day becomes routine, a habit. So when we have practices in place that serve us, our health and wellness needs, then these healthier choices are just automatic, and then they're easy. But when you need to shift gears and change things up, that's always a challenge. It's just the nature to create a new course. Going to have some ups and downs, but persistence and practice creates a whole nother new habit that will get you where you need to go.
And, you know, interesting that when you change that habit, trying to go back to the old habit is not at all fun or tasty or any, it's almost like quitting smoking. You know how many people say how that new non-smoker is worse than the person who never smoked before.
Right, less tolerant. Yes.
Exactly. And so it's interesting because, again, once you get into the regimen of something and you've cut back on your portions, for instance, you don't want the larger portion after a while. So it may be painful now, but it's not painful later.
That is true. That is so true. And that's true with everything. At first, you know, that learning curve, it can be steep at first, but there's ways to take it step by step to make it a little less steep, and then persistence, patience, and practice get you there.
So what can we expect from ShopRite tomorrow night? You always have such a colorful array of food out and wonderful booths and engaging staff people always, always, always. If I look back over the years of the pictures of Salsa Night, there's the ShopRite crew right smack in the middle talking to people, engaging them.
Yay. Well, that's what we love to do. And so we'll be doing more of that tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Staying hydrated. So everybody's sun was going to be a hot day. So keep drinking those waters to keep you hydrated. Have some fruit on hand. Maybe eat a banana too. Lots of potassium there. But no, we'll be there engaging with our participants here at Salsa Night, and we'll be looking forward to sharing some of the awesome services that we have, just getting out there to the public that we're here for you.
Well, Sue, I thank you so much, as usual. And if the listening crowd wants to come on by Salsa Night, again, set your GPS to 75 Main Street, and you will see between mine and Kapner Streets. Please find the parking all around. The street will be closed. More information can be had at Helpline's office, 908-782-4357. Please visit us at our website, and that is helplinehc.org, because you will get to see all of our free programs and services, but also Salsa Night, and also learn more about the sponsors that have so truly supported this event and Helpline. That's ShopRite, of course, CKO Boxing Flemington, Jake's, the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, Hunterdon Healthcare, Flemington Car and Truck Country, Unity Bank, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, PSI, Web Solutions, and Shout. And Sue, it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to hang with you tomorrow night.
Oh, likewise. Looking forward to it, Sue. Thank you so much for having me here on your show today.
Always my pleasure, and thanks to ShopRite. Everyone listening, next week, 10 to 11, we'll be back with Hunterdon Helplines. Hands across Hunterdon, thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ryan.